here we are.
Aren't you supposed to sing?
We're in the car.
Aren't you supposed to sing? And there's supposed to be a song.
Two black squirrels in the morning. Two black squirrels at night.
You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
It's all right. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
I got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. You just ran out of gas.
Ding! We need gas.
I have 180 miles before I turn in 180 miles.
So we're on our way back from Florida.
Yes.
We're in the car, of course. And so we thought we would record a few shows for next week and tell you about our trip.
Sure. Do they care?
Probably not, no.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to tell them anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've been sending pictures all along and getting a lot of...
So they already know about all everything. So what is the point?
Well, because not everybody gets the pictures.
Oh.
If you'd like to see the pictures from our trip, you can go to mylifeministries.org.
Some of the pictures are out there?
Yeah.
Oh. Just ones you took out of your phone?
Just the ones I took on my phone.
Well, you didn't do very many good ones that
And
way.
I took... Well, I'm going to move the rest... I'm going to move the good ones out there that are from the
we
camera.
We have to pay $8,000 a picture from our photo pass.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other story. We'll talk about that later. But if you'd like to see the pictures, mylifeministries.org, and then go to the social site, and then click on, photos, and there'll be some of the recent ones, or you can go to my album and see them all. Okay. Now, Brad Mack. Brad, B-R-A-D-M-C. Okay. And you don't have to sign in or sign up or anything like that to see those pictures. You can just go there and see them. So, there you go. Back to the road trip. So, we drove from Texas to Florida because I'm cheap. And we're trying to save as much money as we can. Right? And,
Due to recent events. Squirrels chewing through the...
Yeah, my cousins electrical are chewing line, through electrical lines.
Whatever.
Causing us problems. Okay. So we drove to Florida. And it took us a couple of days. We drove, 10 hours first day, like 6
well,
hours
the
second day.
We drove, too, because we spent time with my sister, and it was just more convenient.
Yes, and we drove to St. Augustine. Now, I have to say, Florida, for the most part, very pretty place.
Yeah, it's a pretty state.
Pretty state.
Yeah.
I mean, I was expecting a little more Louisiana swampy-ish.
No.
But it's
well,
prettier.
Well, that's over.
Okay, well, it was pretty, because we drove...
There are parts
We drove through that. Pensacola, we drove to St. Augustine, then we drove from St. Augustine to Orlando.
Uh-huh, it was beautiful.
And it was all very pretty,
nice
yes.
Nice drive.
Yes.
Lots of trees. Pretty green, lots of rain, so it was really green. And
yeah, we
lush.
Got lots of rain.
Before we came, it had rained nonstop. While we were there, beautiful, perfect weather. Thank you, Lord.
It rained a couple of days, but not like
but
all
just
day.
Just like an hour.
Just like, yeah, just for a little while. So that was okay.
Yeah.
So the trip up, we went through Mobile. Helen got to see the big battleship, and we'll go through the tunnel under the river. And that was pretty much the highlight.
We got to go under the water in Mobile Bay.
Yes.
Go across the big bridge.
Yes.
Over Pensacola.
Yes, and go over the. It's a pretty drive because you drive out like on the ocean, on the bay,
and side waters. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you get to see the ocean, and it was right at dusk, so that was all very pretty.
Yes. It's very nice.
And then we drove, and we got our first hotel there in Pensacola, and then we drove out again after leaving Pensacola. You go out over the ocean or a bay or whatever it is. And you can't see land, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Helen loved that.
And so you drive out up there, and then we drove to St. Augustine. Now, St. Augustine is interesting because it's the oldest...
city in the United States.
Continuously occupied city in the United States.
Continuously occupied city.
Right. So, there was a settlement somewhere, in Jamestown, that got completely wiped out, but...
Yeah,
there
were other settlements, but it's the only continuous...
There was, there was the Pueblo Indians.
Was it 1564?
Indians.
Was it 15?
1565.
Yeah.
When it was established.
Yeah, so it was not quite 100 years after Columbus.
Right. So, and you've also got villages like the Pueblo Indians built cities over in Pueblo, in New Mexico. See how smart I am?
You are.
And, but they also got wiped out or they left or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is the longest continually occupied settlement.
The history in St. Augustine is really cool. I had seen the fireworks there 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And... It was really cool.
Oh, we didn't
see any
fireworks.
But I didn't get to walk around. Well, I went over the 4th of July, but I didn't really get to see a lot because we only went at night to see the fireworks and then came. I mean, it was just a fast trip. But this was fun because Joni took us to the fort. Was it a fort?
Yeah, it's a fort.
The fort.
I don't know if I remember the Castillo de
Castillo,
something.
Castillo de
It San. Was built by the Spaniards and it was occupied by the British and the French.
The French.
And then America.
Yeah.
And it was under siege a couple of times and it took part in several battles, but it's never been taken. Mm-hmm. The fort's never been taken. So it's pretty interesting.
Wild.
Dude. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
And it was made out of shells.
Yeah, the concrete they used, or the bricks they used to make the fort out of, is basically pressed
coquina, they call it.
Coquina, which is like seashells.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the shells.
Yeah, you
could
see them in the bricks.
Said, like, the,
and it's a naturally
the...
occurring thing. They actually quarry them out of the ground, and like rock, but they're not rock.
Pretty cool. They said that the cannons would bounce off of it.
Well, not bounce off, but they would like absorb the hits.
Like absorb. Yeah. But it was like it bounced off. They said.
So
that was really,
really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Kind of got to go in the dungeon.
They had the original stone that was on the front from 1965 and 1565.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Cool.
They had cannons there.
Yeah, all the history and stuff.
And they shot off a cannon. They showed you how to do it.
Yeah, we got to see the.
It was very loud.
The British soldiers.
Can you imagine like those going off?
Those poor people were deaf.
Can you imagine those going off like in?
Yeah, they were deaf.
Like every 2 or 3 seconds or something.
Deaf. Worse than you, deaf.
What? So, we hung out on the beach. So that was what we saw the fort the one day, but mostly we hung out on the beach.
Yeah, well, we were on the beach both days.
It was hot, but the beach was cool.
It is beautiful. And I don't know if you know anything about my family, but we're all beach rats.
We're water rats.
The entire Guywitz family loves the beach and the
water.
And
the McFadden's love the water.
Love the water, period. So
we're not
Helen is
a lot of beach
rat.
People, but we do love the water. And Helen's got that gene big time. She would rather be in a water park than anywhere.
Anywhere else. Or in the pool or in the lake or wherever.
You take her to a water park, she just doesn't know what to do with herself. I don't know what I want to do.
She just loves it. Just like we did.
The water's always bluer over there.
Yeah.
So...
Well, we went to the lighthouse, though, and it's functioning.
It's a functioning lighthouse.
You had to be there.
Faye's sister Joan, who lives there, who we're staying with, and whom we very much appreciate letting us stay with her for
She's
free.
She's not going to hear this.
You whatever.
Have to suck up to her. It's okay.
I'm appreciative.
Okay.
Because it was going to cost us a lot of money, and we got to eat in her kitchen, and eat her food. She fed us for like 2 days and gave us a place to room and board in St. Augustine.
All around.
It was like cheap. I was like, if we hadn't gone to Disney World, this would be the cheapest vacation we ever took.
No kidding. That's true. We had fun. But she's more frugal than I am.
Yeah, so it worked out great. Plus, she had canopies and surfboards.
She had the whole beach van thing going on.
Yeah, coolers and everything. And we packed the back of her. She has a very nice car that we completely ruined with
sand.
we
grilled out on the beach. We spent the whole, 2 days there. It was fun.
Yes. And so we went, and the cool thing about it was that the wind coming off the water is just nice and cool. It's like an air-conditioned beach, but not cold. Just, it's like you could be out in the sun and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it's warm enough to swim, but you can also be on the beach and just play frisbee, and not be miserable or miserably hot.
Yeah, we played bocce ball.
And me and Helen played frisbee, and we
walked.
We ran around and everything, and then...
Joan and I took a 5-mile walk that early morning on the beach, and she kept saying, I live here.
Because
she used to live in Michigan. She just moved there last year.
Oh, I was
She lived in Michigan forever.
Yeah. Which is not a good place for a beach rat.
No, it's very cold and awful.
So I was telling the story with the lighthouse. So they have this really old lighthouse that was built. The original lighthouse was built like in the 1500s, 1600s, but that one washed into the ocean. And this, but they built this one. When did they build it? 18-something? It was before the Civil War because it was turned off during the Civil War. So,
It was really neat.
Yeah, it's a really neat.
The history was really cool. Just the story of the lighthouse and having to carry up the oil and the and all. I mean, the life of the people who took care of this lighthouse is amazing. And this was actually pretty cush compared to the poor people out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, this was
like
actually
in
not
Ireland. Can you imagine those poor people in Ireland? And
right. Or a cold one, or some place where it was really cold.
It's cold in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
In the middle of the ocean, about, it's cold.
No kidding.
Or in Maine, or
but this one sets up back off the water. But anyway, the point is, it's a very beautiful lighthouse. It's got the lighthouse, the light keeper's house and everything all restored.
Very nice house, yes.
And so, she would try to get a job there at the museum or at the curator place.
Like public relations. That's what she does. Public relation type stuff. She
for
did. She worked for hospice in Michigan, and she did the public relations there. And so she really wanted to do, because she loved the history and stuff. And right. So, but she didn't get the job. I think it was because she hadn't lived there very long.
Right.
And you have to have contacts.
So I told her that it was because she didn't know that the lighthouse was functioning. Because we, because I said the lighthouse isn't, because it was like
it was
at night. It wasn't dark yet, but it was at night. It was still, you know, like dusk. And I said I can't see the lighthouse. The thing, the light's not spinning, or the light's not coming on and off. And so I said, is the lighthouse functioning? She goes, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's supposed to be.
I thought it was. And I said, maybe that's why you didn't get the job there.
Because you didn't know it was functioning.
Anyway, so that was our big joke. We picked on her like that for like as long as she could stand, until she stopped laughing. And then, of course, I kept it up even after that.
But we walked up 219 stairs to the top.
This was 319. Is it 219?
219.
Okay, well, whatever.
Big man asked Helen when she got to the top. I walked 219 stairs.
And, yeah.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful. And
the lighthouse keeper had to carry a bucket of oil. What kind of oil was it?
A day.
It was not pig lard.
Yeah.
It was pig lard.
It was lard. Yeah.
So he had to warm it.
200 and some pounds.
He had to warm it up downstairs.
Yeah.
And make sure it was all nice and fluidy. And then carry it, which couldn't have smelled good. You think pig lard smells like bacon?
I hope so.
So he had to carry that.
Hungry and tired.
He had to carry that to the top of the lighthouse. Like
fast enough so that it did cool off.
Right. Like three times a shift.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, so it was more than 3-4 times a day. It was,
well, it was during the night only. It was,
oh,
like,
that's right, because it's the only time they left.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they did three shifts at night, so they took turns, and you had to carry three buckets of oil up during your shift. And then you also had to crank, it's about three times during your shift, you had to crank the weight up. The weight that it worked like a clock, where they had this 250-pound weight, and you pulled that on our pulley system all the way to the top of the lighthouse, and as it slowly fell down through the gears, that's what caused the light to turn.
Yeah.
And then they would burn, and it would, the, then they would burn the pig oil, which put out the light.
Yeah.
Put out the light.
They had the log there, and it said, what was it? What one? What do they call it? One shift miss due to worker second shiftman said overcome by sleep.
Yeah, I said overcome by sleep.
I was overcome by sleep.
Which is a nice way of saying it. You're fired.
Yeah, you fell asleep. You don't get to work here anymore.
It
was fascinating.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the log book and see like where he wrote, where the logman wrote, you know, watched a boat, basically watched a boat sink and during a storm.
Yeah.
And he logged it in, and it was interesting. I guess that was about all. And then we did, like I said, we just spent the time on the beach and enjoyed it and had a good time. And oh, and then, so like I'm body surfing.
Oh yes.
I'm
See,
too.
Brad knows better than this.
I'm too old to body surf.
Well, you have the boogie board. You have a little boogie board.
No, it's not a boogie board. It's like a body board.
Well,
boogie board is the one you stand on, like in the
it?
Shallows.
Oh.
I think that's what that is.
No.
That skims the water?
Whatever. Anyway, but you learned your lesson in Alabama, yet you still do this.
It's fun. So, yeah, in Alabama, I broke the board, you know, in half, which it almost broke me in half. Because I got caught in a wave. Well, it happened again, except this time it didn't break the board. It just
It
knocked my foot into the...
And not only does it hurt his feet, but it hurts other parts.
We're not going to talk about that. So, we're not going to talk about that. I have spray. So, so.
But you know it's going to do that.
But it's fun, and I have to do it anyway because body surfing
you
is fun.
A duck for days.
I did. Anyway, so I kicked the bottom of the ocean with my left foot. You know, the bottom of the bottom there, and it threw me into it as I was trying to swim, and so it basically took a layer of skin off my foot.
Yeah, it was painful.
On my left foot, took a layer of skin off, and so I couldn't walk with my sandals on, my Crocs. At the same time, we had my feet got burnt from standing in the water
because he doesn't reapply sunscreen as he should.
I tried, but my feet got burnt. So my feet were in pain, and
you waddled like a duck.
And I waddled like a duck, but I have spray, and it helps. I'm almost better now. So, so that was our experience at the beach. I think sand gets where sand's not supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Or it's the salt water. I can't figure out which.
One of the two, but you need something. Do they make something like that, like for surfers? Maybe they have like special, you know, like they have undergarments for football, right?
I don't know. I think we're getting into like territory I don't want to go in.
They have like special underwear or something for surfers.
let's just say there were certain parts that were raw, and let's leave it at that. Okay. All right. Good. Are we done? Okay.
Yeah, but it's always funnier when you're in pain, see?
I don't understand that. So we did go out one day on the beach. One night, our first night on the beach, we went to a little restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. And Joan took us to this little place, and it was $68.
Well, and the food wasn't even that good.
Mine was good.
Mine was burnt. The shrimp was not good.
Oh, my fish was good.
I had Red Lobster and had better shrimp than that.
I had halibut or something.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Yeah, but the company was good. That was fun. Got to meet her friends and hang out. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Apparently
right there on the beach.
Watched the shuttle take off from this restaurant.
Yeah.
We were there.
And on the balcony at night, and it was just neat. But that was all. That was like, what? For a meal? That's ridiculous. So that was the last time we ate out.
It's not that. That's so ridiculous for a meal. I mean, you've spent that before in a meal, but the
our anniversary.
But the point is that it wasn't worth that. Especially
no, not at all.
When you're on the beach in Florida, that's about normal for a meal in Florida. But it wasn't good.
But we'd packed all of our sandwiches for the trip, so we'd saved a fortune.
Oh yeah.
Because you'd made sandwiches, and we didn't stop to eat. I mean, the only thing we ate was breakfast at McDonald's, and the rest of the meals we'd had in the car. Just pull over to rest stop and have them in the car with sandwiches. So it was great. So
the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, like the old-fashioned family trips that we used to take when we were kids. And before there was a restaurant at every exit.
Yeah. Well, I think there were. We just didn't stop at them.
It was much better for us, too, without eating all that fast food.
Yeah.
So we had saved a fortune, and now we were at Joan's house. So then she fed us the rest of the time. She made us hamburgers and pork chops, and it was great.
Yeah, it was good.
And so that's it, I guess. I guess that's enough for this show, and that's enough. That's our time at the beach. And tomorrow we'll talk about our trip to Disney World and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. We missed you, everybody. Please call in and give us your experience. You know what? Call in and tell us about your favorite memory as a child on vacation, like on a road trip. Like, because it really brought back memories to me of stopping with my parents and having a sandwich at the rest stop.
Yeah.
And just that experience of having a picnic impromptu.
On the side of the road, yeah.
Yeah, on the side of the road. And, you know, in my case, Mom had already made the sandwiches ahead of time. In your case, you actually brought the stuff to make the sandwiches. So we stopped and made them, and they were a little more fresh and a little better. But Mom would, like, throw tuna fish sandwiches together, and that's what we'd stop and eat.
Oh, ew.
Not ew, good.
Ew.
No, not ew, good.
Mom always brought the cooler, and then you laid it all out on the picnic table, and you made it all there.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then it was the fighting the bugs. So we didn't have to fight the bugs.
We had no bugs.
But when I was a kid, I remember fighting the bugs.
We never fought bugs, and you said
at the rest stop. Yeah, your sandwiches were great. But when I was a kid at the rest stop, the flies lived at the rest stop.
Oh, okay.
And
they're
so
around you apparently.
So when you stop at the rest stop, there'd be like a gazillion flies around the trash can, which was like 2 foot from the table. I wasn't really thinking, was it?
You didn't pick the right picnic table.
And I learned
your
a lot
parents
of
parents not go out much.
And I didn't leave the dairy very often, no. And here's the other thing. I learned a lot of interesting words and phrases eating on the picnic table.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Going to the bathroom in the rest area? Woo! That expanded my vocabulary as a child.
So call in.
Mama,
and
what does that mean?
I don't have the call-in number in front of me because we're in the car. But you can get it at twoblindsquirrels.com. It's right at the top of the page. And it's big. You can't miss it. And call us in and tell us about your favorite experiences, you know, vacationing as a child, you know, just the road trips, driving in the car, whatever. And we've got lots of calls while we were gone and from the week prior to us leaving. And Stavine has, my wonderful intern, Stavine, has processed them and forwarded them to us. But, of course, we're in the car, so we can't really play them for you. So that would probably a show later this week when we're home and can go through the calls with, you know, with everything, with the system and everything. Okay, so just be aware of that, and we will get to those later this week, and we will look forward to your calls for the next week. And then I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Why are you still talking at all?
I don't, because that's what I do.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Say vayos con Dios to the people.
Vayos con Dios.
Oh, by the way, if you're wondering about Skeeter, she's in the back seat, awake. She is awake, watching
Cinderella
looks like. Or I don't know what that is. No, that's one of the dancing princesses.
Oh.
12 dancing princesses. Okay, so that's what she's doing. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye. Vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.